If you're a parent or someone keen on educational movements, you've probably heard the phrase school empowerment for quite a while. How it actually comes about in Hawaii schools could ramp up this legislative session. Governor Ige's budget includes a request for $20 million in funds for a new innovation grants program. And at a focus group this past weekend, teachers were full of ideas about how they'd use the money. The focus group was part of the third annual Hawaii School Empowerment Conference, sponsored by the nonprofit Education Institute of Hawaii. Daryl Galera is the chairman of the governor's team to implement the Every Student Succeeds Act. He's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back. At Saturday's conference, first of all, you had as the speaker, the keynote speaker, Tony Wagner, who some people may know from both the film and the book, Most Likely to Succeed. And he so challenged a lot of the assumptions that people have about education, and a basic thing that, you know, we're for a long time we've been talking about, you know, the information age, but he says that's long been over. We're really in the innovation era, and we have to change the way we teach kids to do that. And he gave several examples, including the fact that, you know, firms that are hiring, firms like Google, 15% of their new hires don't even have a BA.
I think everyone at the conference thought that Tony Wagner's speech was one of the most powerful and one of the most inspiring and uplifting keynote speeches that they've ever heard. He provided many, many important pieces of advice for Hawaii to look at. And so we're going to be making it available for everyone to hear his amazing keynote, and we're hoping everyone across the state can watch it.
We should say, too, that Tony Wagner will join us live next Thursday, not this coming Thursday, but next Thursday on Town Square. But the point that he was making is that we're really looking at creating an educational climate where kids truly do get involved with collaborative problem solving, and how they see problems and how they work together to solve them is very different from that very individualistic way that we have been looking at education, what you can do, how you can be, you know, more competitive than another person. And that also seems to thwart what many parents feel about the education of their child, wanting their child to do well.
I think Beth Ann, it was made, or that thought was shared from the governor in his address and from the board chair in his message, that our future and how we prepare our kids for this innovation-driven future has to be dramatically different from what we're doing now. And the only way our students will be successful in the future is that they will be part of a learning system that promotes innovation, creativity, creative problem solving at the highest possible ways.
The governor showing up to be able to speak at the conference is one thing, but seeing him there in that focus group where the room was just so packed with educators and other people who were concerned about how we change the very fabric of education to reflect what's going to be necessary in the future. And in many ways, we don't know what that is, except to say how people think is changing and what's required of them is going to be changing. To see him go from table to table to table and spend that time and having teachers say, no, we don't want to give this up. We want to talk some more. Was rather amazing.
That was a first for me. Again, to see the leader of our state not only sharing some innovative ideas about now how we can improve our system, but then really taking the time to listen carefully to what teachers, our principals, our students, our community members are saying. It was pretty uplifting and inspiring, I think. And you're right, it was standing room only. It was quite a sight to see.
If, as Tony Wagner has been saying, that innovation is a team sport and that this should be reflected in how teaching happens so that you have a team of teachers who work collaboratively modeling all of that, how did that go over with teachers and what did they say coming out of that session, since you've been privy to a lot of the evaluations that have come from the conference?
Yeah, it's been quite a buzz, and we've been getting a lot of emails and comments. The what people have been sharing in the post-conference feedback and evaluations has been extremely powerful. People obviously are really thirsty, and this is something that they've been waiting for. And I think Hawaii's ready, and we're at a great place. But then this opportunity before us is unprecedented, and I think we're gonna see some very special things happen.
How do you see that being reflected in real change and real activity, and not just the rhetoric about change?
Yeah, moving from the vision to reality is the hardest part of the work. And so right now, I think we have leaders like our governor and our board that are putting everything together and all the pieces that have to move forward in terms of policy. Now it's going to go to the hard work of the legislators and our lawmakers to try to find the resources and the ways to support all of this. So this is a great time for people across the state to look at these great proposals and to share your support. If you support funding for innovation grants, and so teachers and principals can be more creative and inspire their kids more, let your legislators know this is a great time to do that.
And we should say, if you are looking for some inspiration in that way, the film Most Likely to Succeed, I believe, is going to be shown on PBS on the 16th of next month, but you can certainly find it in other ways before then or read the book. But looking at this idea that we're trying to change the culture of the classroom from consumption to collaborative buy-in and engagement, some teachers have been trying to do that. And they say, well, what makes this different than a group project? What makes it different?
Well, one of the things that Tony Wagner shared with us was that to challenge us to take a real close look at what we do in terms of our accountability and responsibility systems in our education system. And so we need to be very, very thoughtful about that. And he even threw out the challenge that, we have a mindset now that we have to test every student and we have to spend so much more time and resources doing that. And he said, look at the top systems in the world, and we're doing sampling. We're not testing every student, but we're doing enough so we can get the accurate information so we know how we're doing. And then he says we can save all of the money that we're using on high-stakes testing, and we can put it back into even higher quality testing and assessment in the classrooms where teachers take the lead and schools take the lead. It was kind of a refreshing way to look at it.
Very different from what we heard during the No Child Left Behind era, where all that data was being collected. I was also told that nothing was being done with that data.
It's interesting. I think we have been drowning in data and not necessarily being the best users or analyzers of data. And it's very, very expensive, the approaches that we've been taking. So, this is a great time. We've learned a lot, and I think it's a good time now to take that learning and move forward and do even better for our kids.
As always, I wish we could continue this conversation. We'll have to do that another time. Thank you so much for coming in on a holiday.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Daryl Galera is a former public school teacher and principal who was appointed by Governor Ige to the Board of Education in October. He's the school leadership consultant and coach for the Hawaii Center for Instructional Leadership. He's also currently serving as chairman of the governor's ESSA team.